We're the end of February here in Abbotsford, BC, and I'm talking to Barry Alden. Barry, you want to introduce yourself to our readers?
Well, I was an outdoor columnist for about 10 years, and I had an outdoor show on JR Country and CFER, and I produced 20 and wrote and hosted 20 to 30 cablevision shows for Rogers and Premier Cablevision back in the 70s, and I've been fishing the Fraser since I was 12 years old. I'm 72 now, and the problem is all the fish coming in from the ocean are full of carbonic acid. The oil rigs at sea flush their pipes with carbon dioxide and let it flow into the ocean, and it's worldwide. Especially the ones in Alaska. I think there's three or four oil rigs offshore in Alaska, and the sockeyes are predominantly filled up with carbonic acid. Now, we have carbonic acid in our digestive systems. When you eat salmon coming in from the ocean today, it adds to the carbonic acid. There's more acid reflux, especially in seniors that are eating fish, both on this coast and the East Coast.
Yep.
So I think this, the oil rigs are going to spell the death knell of the fishing industry on both coasts. And even the pen-raised fish, Atlantic salmon, they're pen-raised on the East Coast. It's in the water. So I have an ex-girlfriend who's living in the Sioux, and she can't eat the salmon. She's in her 60s, and she gets total acid reflux. She's never had that in her life. So beware of acid reflux when you eat salmon. There's nothing you can do about it. So if you bake them, fry them, or whatever, it's still in the fish. So the safest fishing now in the valley, in the Fraser Valley in 2015, is going to be the lakes, Alouette Lake. There's kokanee, 1 to 2 pounds in Alouette Lake. You have to have a boat, but it's the best fish available if you're going to eat fish. And anything that goes to sea and comes back in the ocean from the ocean is going to be filled up with carbonic acid. So I think that the only ones that are surviving in the Fraser are the squawfish. They go to 29 pounds. But the sturgeon, this catch and release on sturgeon that's been in effect for at least 10 years, is rebounding because the sturgeon are the most perfect predators. And I wrote the resolutions to get sturgeon fish as a game fish, white sturgeon as a game fish, in 1978, and then I presented it to the BC Wildlife Federation Provincial Convention. I had a hell of a time getting sturgeon as a game fish because two outdoor writers in Vancouver, well-known outdoor writers, opposed me on the floor. They said it was just a bloody bullhead. Well, anyway, sturgeon are a game fish now, but the sturgeon, the great Pacific great white sturgeon in the Fraser River, with the catch and release, it's going on for 10 years. They've eaten everything in the river, and pretty soon they're going to turn on the salmon. And there was a large sturgeon kill, monster sturgeon last year in the fall, and I think it's because they were eating too many socks coming in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very good. Thank you, Barry. We'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay.